The Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 685. Today is the 20th of July 2020, and I'm your host, Gail. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Origin of Music. This episode is brought to you by PodBot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, all things considered, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not good like a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant. Your content is good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Yes, we consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we're just bored. Whatever the case may be, we all consume that greasy drive-thru cheeseburger every once in a while because it's fast and convenient. So make your content fast and convenient as well. Help serve your audience with an easy-to-consume audio version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding cheeseburger. I mean natural podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. Okay, let's get to it. The first music may have been invented in Africa and then evolved to become a fundamental constituent of human life, using various different materials to make various instruments. During the Baroque era, polyphonic contrapuntal music, in which multiple, simultaneous independent melody lines were used, remained important. Counterpoint was important in the vocal music of the medieval era. Instrumental music quickly replaced opera and other sung forms, such as oratorio, as the favorite of the musical audience and the epitome of great composition. Absence of material does not mean that it did not exist, only that it has not been found. The details emphasize that not only were these well-developed instruments, with the bodies well scraped and smoothed, the finger holes with secure seating for the fingers, a certain amount of incised decoration, but that also there was a desire for precise tuning, and that they were not just made to produce fairly random pitches. Despite such transcriptions as we have of the ancient texts above, we can have no certain knowledge of what the music sounded like, for we do not know the exact sizes of the steps of the scales. There is a clear musical tradition, says Nicholas Connett at the University of Tübingen in Germany, who helped discover many of the best examples of these early instruments. There is growing evidence that Neanderthal cognitive capacities were comparable to those of modern humans, says Ruth Biasco at the Gibraltar Museum. Falk thinks a better way to look for the origins of music might be to explore how our anatomy differs from that of our primate relatives. Scandinavian mythology claims the kraken swallowed up whales and devoured ships, although the kraken was first noted in the 13th century Icelandic saga, Orvar Oddr. A researcher believes he has fossil evidence that is linked to this creature. The yakshal, meaning ice pit, was a type of ancient refrigerator built in the deserts of Persia, now Iran, which was made without electricity, modern coolants, or most elements of modern refrigerators. Recent article discusses how music arose and developed. The answers reveal that the story of music is, in many ways, the story of humans. We know that music is old, and may have been with us from when humans first evolved. This was Origin of Music, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 685. My name is Gail Sullivan, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.